Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
You deserve more than feeling constantly fried to a crisp. Welcome to Fried, the Burnout Podcast, where you get the understanding, the community, and the information you need to end burnout for good. I'm your host, Kate Donovan, and all of my work focuses on hashtag ending burnout culture. Outside the pod, you'll find me on stages at conferences giving keynotes, in offices providing corporate trainings, doing virtual VIP one-on-one work, or supporting our group program, Unfried, that is run by my right-hand woman, Sarah Vosen. Both Sarah and I have been through burnout and came out stronger, happier, and more fulfilled. And we want that post-burnout growth for you, too.
Hey, Fried fam. We're going to do something a little bit different today, and we are going to walk through the top six workplace factors that increase your vulnerability to burnout. Now, these are not things that I came up with by myself. This is research done by Christina Muslock et al., Michael Leader, and a whole bunch of other fabulous people who have done this work over the years. A lot of times, people that work in the burnout world will only give you these six factors and tell you this is what causes burnout. In addition to the workplace factors, I have five other buckets that I look into when I'm trying to figure out where your burnout came from, what the web of causation is behind your particular burnout. So this is just, I just want you to have that information to know that this is just a small portion of what's happening with burnout. But if you know these things, then you can start to make some changes, see where things could be shifted and where things can't be shifted, and then maybe make some better decisions for yourself moving forward in your workplace. So top six workplace factors for burnout. First one, unmanageable workload. Now, this is not just about hours. I want you to think about unmanageable workload between the equations of like the balance of how much stress and difficulty and all of that is in your job. It's called job strain. How much strain is there for you to do your job? And how many resources are available to you to ease that strain for you to get your job done well? If you have high levels of job strain and low levels of resources, that becomes an unbearable workload. That's what that portion of these six factors means. This is one of the six factors that most commonly leads to burnout in the workplace. But if you have this one, then your options are maybe shifting work role, possibly increasing resources, right? So I can't give you all the perfect solutions in a podcast episode because I don't know what you're facing, but I want you to think about these things, not just as their problems, but as what it means for what's possible for you moving forward. The next factor is a lack of community. Now, there is a ton of research that says that you need one solid friend in the workplace in order to feel like somebody's got your back and to feel connected to your workplace. So you don't need to be going to every single pizza party and be connected to every single person. Some of you are more extroverted and would love to have five friends at work, and some of you are more introverted and you're like, I need a friend at work. Really? Do I have to? It's okay. Some of you will want five. Some of you will want one or half, and that's okay. But knowing that in order for you to feel psychologically safe and able to do your job well, it is important to have some sort of social connection related to your work. Now, if you are a solopreneur and entrepreneur, this means that you'll have to look for networking groups or other ways of connecting with people in a workspace idea, a co-working space, a networking group, an online forum where people that do your same type of business connect, etc. There are still ways to get this done. So I want you to allow yourself to be creative. Number three is a lack of autonomy. Autonomy basically means that you have a certain amount of influence and control over how and when your work gets done. This doesn't mean you have complete influence and control over how every single aspect of your work gets done, but it means you have enough to feel like you're not trapped in a micromanaged cage shaking like a trapped animal in a cage. So autonomy gives you this a little bit of freedom to be yourself, to get things done in a way that works for you, and to have influence over how projects go. This is a tough one. And if you have a micromanaging boss, you will have a hard time here. If you have a micromanaging boss, unless they're going to go through some sort of learning and development of their own as a leader, you're probably going to need to get out of there sooner or later, eventually, because there's only so much you can do when someone hasn't learned how to trust the people that work for them. You can't change that for them. That's their own stuff that they've got to work through. So the only control you have is whether or not you work under this person, which is one of the ways that we help people decide whether they should quit or grit in any given scenario. Do you have enough influence over this situation in order to shift it to being something better for yourself? Or do you not have enough influence over this situation to shift it into being something better for yourself? So unbearable workload, lack of community, lack of autonomy. Those are three. The next one is misaligned values. This one is a little tricky because it can happen on a couple different layers. The first level of misalignment is between what a company says and what a company does. So if a company says, our favorite thing is communication and transparency, and then they don't send out any newsletter about any project for 3 months, then their values in action are not matching their values on a page. And that can create space for people to burn out because trust gets broken down. The next stage of misalignment of values is between you and the company that you work for. So if you are a health freak and you're working for a company that you believe harms health in some way, then long term, that's probably going to be an issue for you. If you have, the third thing is if you have a manager that has different values around work than you. So boundaries around work and family life can be a little bit funny. And some of us are more willing to be interrupted at work because of life than others. But if your manager, for instance, is not willing to be ever interrupted at work by their outside life, and you are, that's going to create conflict, and vice versa. If a manager is like, yeah, I can, you know, help out and help my kid do this thing right now, and you're like, I would never do that, that's also going to create issues. So you don't have to be perfectly value aligned with every single thing, but there's got to be enough alignment where you feel safe in the work that you're doing. Unbearable workload, lack of community, lack of autonomy, misaligned values. Top four. Number five is lack of fairness. This one is impossible because we all think that fair is something different. And when we're putting a lot into our work and when we're high achieving, we tend to think that we should be noticed and recognized for that. And a lot of times we're not. So is the fairness that you're looking for? If you're feeling a lack of fairness, you need to know what it's about in order to decide whether or not you can influence it. Is it about how much you're getting paid? Is it about how much you are doing? Is it about how little someone else you perceive to be doing? Is it about something else? Is it about how people are treated? So you need to dig into where the unfairness arises. This is where I find resentment work to be really powerful. Resentment is the bitter indignation at having been treated unfairly. So if you're having resentment at work that you find through the Resentment Journal mini course that's available on katedunovan.com, then you will know, you'll start to figure out where you're seeing that unfairness, where you feel that unfairness. And then you look at it objectively and you make the same sort of assessment. Is this something that I can influence or is it not? Unbearable workload, lack of community, lack of autonomy, misaligned values, lack of fairness. The last of the six is low praise, lack of recognition or praise. Now, this one is tough because you have a part in it too. If you are someone who is unable to accept praise, and then you don't accept praise when it's offered, you are making yourself more vulnerable to burnout at work. So your job, from your perspective, the thing you can do and influence is work on accepting praise. That is harder than it sounds, but can be done, right? And if you are in a community where the praise is really low, then this praise doesn't have to happen always like boss to employee. This can happen employee to boss, employee to manager. This can happen peer to peer. So if you want to kickstart an environment of more praise, then you start giving more praise. Now, this doesn't always work like it should. In a perfect world, everybody is participating in this uplift of praise, and so you're getting what you're giving. But if you're the only one playing the game, then you might not find that to be true. So from a leadership perspective, we have to learn how to give praise in a way that it will be received, and that will be probably different for each one of our team members. And as a team member, as an individual contributor, we need to understand that accepting praise is actually part of our job and actually helps protect us from burnout. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, that means that when somebody sends you a DM, writes you a comment, sends you an email, says thank you for something, you need to stop, read it again, and soak it in. I do this when I get DMs about Fried, when I get emails about Fried. I stop and I read it multiple times. I have letters and notes from all of you all around my desk, because I know that I need to remind myself frequently that what's happening here really matters. And I do that with your words. I don't convince myself of my own accord. I let you tell me. So top six factors that create a vulnerability to burnout in the workplace are unbearable workload, lack of community, lack of autonomy, misaligned values, lack of fairness, and lack of praise. Again, this is not my research. This is research that has been done for many, many years, most commonly by Christina Moslock and Michael Leader. It's also been done by Sally Clark and company. It's also been done by Gallup. So this is research that has been repeated, repeated, repeated. And this is only one of the six buckets that we look at when we're deciphering where your burnout came from. I hope that was helpful. If you want to know more about the rest of the buckets, I do run a masterclass on this occasionally. So you can shoot me an email and say, I'm ready for a masterclass. If I get enough of you, I will open a fresh one so we can jump into this a little bit deeper. Until next time.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.